James O. Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 343 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? My podcast this week is brought to you by BetterHelp.com. That's H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com. Listen, you can save 10% off your first month. Go to BetterHelp.com/Alonzo, 10% off your first month. Thank you, BetterHelp.com. I am going old school today, people. I am in the home office recording on my Mac as opposed to being in studio with a guest because I'm on hold for another show and I couldn't make the studio today, waiting to see what happens with that other gig, and that's it. So it's just you and me, and I appreciate you more than you know. So thank you for being here. Let's get right into it. So what I want to talk about today on this podcast is greed and how it drives people and this obsession with more and more money and all of that. But before I get into that, let's just go with some COVIDiots just for fun. And then I want to talk a little bit about Biden and Senna, whatever the hell her name is. God, I can't even remember her name because I hate saying it. Cinema, the semi-democratic senator from Phoenix. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Let's get into it. By the way, those who are wondering, yes, I do record with the Hulk laying on the floor behind me, sleeping, doing what he does best. Hulk is fine. He's growing. So, John Stockton. Now, one of the funny things about this, few funny things about this, if you don't know who John Stockton is, he was an NBA player in the 80s and 90s. He leads all-time leader in assists because his only job was to get the ball to Karl Malone, so he got a bunch of assists. He did play on the Dream Team. He was the unknown player on the Dream Team. He was a great basketball player. Many say the dirtiest player in the league while he played and that he got away with it because he was a small white guy, so they kind of overlooked it, saying that, well, he was at a disadvantage. Whatever. It is what it is. It was his career. John Stockton just came out of the blue with the craziest thing you ever heard. He says, and I'm laughing because this one is just absolutely insane. He said that more than 100 professional athletes have died from the vaccination. He also said tens of thousands of people, maybe millions, have died from vaccine. Quote, I think it's highly recorded now. There's 150, I believe. It's over 100 professional athletes dead. Professional athletes in the prime of life, dropping dead that are vaccinated, right on the pitch, right on the field, right on the court. Now, we've heard some ridiculous and stupid claims, but this one, what's great about this is not only is it completely unsupported by any fact or research, just imagine how many people have to get involved in this conspiracy. Now, John didn't explain how you get the leagues, right? NFL, NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, Premier League Soccer, and who knows what other sport. First of all, you have to get all of them to not mention that their athletes are dying. Then you have to get the coaches and the other teammates and the families. Imagine your son or daughter plays professional sports and they get a vaccine and they die. What are they going to say to you to keep you from going public with that, John? Help us on this one, John. If you had died in your NBA career and from getting a shot from your doctor, would your wife not mention it? Would your wife be like, nah, I'm in on it. I'm in on it. Let's not tell anyone. This kind of thing is so ridiculous and so stupid, and yet people will still believe it because, you know, hey, he's John Stockton. He's in the NBA Hall of Fame, so he must know what he's talking about. He's so ridiculous that Gonzaga University, and he was the greatest player of all time from Gonzaga University, they have suspended his season tickets. That's right. He's not allowed to go to college games where he went to college because he's an anti-mask anti-vaxxer, and apparently the University of Gonzaga has a science department. So there's that. And then there's another one. One more time. It just, the hits just keep on coming. A guy named Christian Cabrera, right? And just to let you know, again, people say that I pick on the red states, and I do, because they have a lot more crazy. But this is right here in California. This is in Sherman Oaks, which is a suburb of LA. 40-year-old father, Christian Cabrera, texted his brother with regret that he didn't get vaccinated 2 days before he died of the coronavirus. He texted, "I can't breathe again. I really regret not getting the vaccine. If I could do it all over again, I would do it in a heartbeat to save my life." What is wrong with these people? They continue. His brother said the Christian was skeptical of the science behind the vaccine, and he claimed he never got sick. Well, yeah, until you did get sick, and now you're dead, and now your son doesn't have a father. Tragic, absolutely sad, terribly sad, unnecessary and stupid, totally. Unnecessary, stupid death. Just get your vaccine, people. No, it's not perfect, but it's been proven over and over and over, literally proven millions of times, that if you are vaccinated and you get COVID, the symptoms will be less. And I think I don't know how much, it's a ridiculous amount how less likely you are to die from COVID if you are vaccinated. So please, you know what? Matter of fact, I'm not going to say please. Don't. If you don't, let's thin the herd. If you don't know the science, if they haven't run it past you, if you haven't been to the labs at Pfizer or Moderna or wherever, even Johnson & Johnson, you didn't drop out of lab, but you were on a website that your friend's cousin told you about that they're hiding from you. Yeah, go ahead. Don't get vaccinated. We don't give a shit anymore. Just stop breathing on us, would you? Unreal. Tragic, and yet, I don't know, maybe not. I honestly, I don't know. All right, let's... since I'm in left-right, why not go with the right-wing Fox News, and all the disciples are outraged, because President Joe Biden called a stupid son of a bitch a stupid son of a bitch. You've probably heard about this. Peter Ducey, who is the guy who's always asking Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, the most ridiculous questions, and then she shuts him down. He asked Joe Biden, "Do you think inflation is a political liability in the midterms?" Biden's, whose patience was low and intelligence is high, went a little sarcastic. He said to him, "Yeah, it's a great asset." And then the president said, mic was on, but he said it, "More inflation." What a stupid son of a bitch. Yeah, that's it. The right wing is totally outraged. How dare he use such language? What if he had grabbed her by the pussy? Well, that's okay. Listen, little pussy grabbing, anything Trump says. If Trump had said some reporter was a stupid son of a bitch, mind you, Biden didn't encourage the rest of the crowd to beat up this reporter or anything else that Trump would do. No, he just said the guy's a stupid son of a bitch for asking a dumbass question. the right wing is outraged. They're butt hurt, as they say, and they may never recover. It is just one of those, oh my God. It is so horrible for a stupid son of a bitch to be called a stupid son of a bitch. Good on you, Joe. This is the old Joe Biden, and let me put it in a way the Republicans can understand. He's just telling it like it is. What the hell is with Kristen Sinema? What is her end game? Okay, Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin voted against the Democratic effort to restore the talking filibuster. They wanted to bring that back because they knew they could get around that and get the Voting Rights Act passed. Sinema and Manchin said no. Now, Manchin, we know. Manchin is a Republican in Democrat clothing. Manchin just wants to sell coal or some shit. Manchin's bought and paid for, so we know him. This Kristen Sinema, excuse me, I don't know what her end game is. But her end game, she may find out what her end game is, because she's lost all support in her home state. She has lost support from women. She has lost report from the pro-choice people. She has lost report lost support from all the big Democratic political donors. And I don't know. Honestly, I do not know what she wants. Like I say, Manchin's locked in. Manchin knows as long as he is an obstructionist Democrat, and he can keep getting that coal money and this and that. Sinema is, yeah, they are against Sinema. She's losing all her support. So I don't know. 70 major donors to her 2018 campaign wrote her a letter saying they would ask for their donations to be returned should she vote against the filibuster, and she did. Now, I don't know that they're going to get their money back, but they're like, we cannot support you. The Arizona Democratic Party formally censured her. She's done as a Democrat. Maybe she'll run as a Republican based on pissing off the Democratic Party or something. I don't know. Is she aware that Fox News does not hire Democrats? Or maybe they do. Maybe they do. So maybe that's the end game. Maybe she'll end up on Fox News. I honestly don't know. But the Voting Rights Act is pretty much dead with this. And it's unfortunate because, you know, like Mitch McConnell said, African Americans vote almost as much as Americans. Let me say that again. Mitch McConnell said Africans, Americans vote almost as much as Americans. And when called out on his racist statement, it was just a slip of the tongue. I meant to say all Americans. I didn't mean to tell you guys what a racist I am. Yet we know your model in the Senate was Strom Thurmond, for God's sake. We know who you. Once again, Maya Angelou's absolutely right. When people tell you who they are, listen. James Iannazzo is an asshole, beyond an asshole. I don't know if you saw this video in Connecticut at one of those Robex juice smoothie places. He went in on a full cursing, racist tirade against four teenage girls. Because, you know, he's a big man. He's a big man. Yelling at four teenage girls. He threw the smoothie at one of them and just threatened them and this and that. And he worked for Merrill Lynch. The video came out. He was fired by Merrill Lynch. He was arrested for some minor charges of threats and this and that. Oddly, not arrested for assault. Imagine that. But for threats and for racial comments, etc. Now, people are coming out in his defense saying that his kid had a peanut allergy. The smoothie seems to have been blended in a blender that may have had peanut butter in it. So his kid got sick and had to take his kid to the hospital. And he lost his mind. And people were like, oh, if it was your kid and he got sick. No, no. Okay, this is... You want my opinion on this? This is very simple, and I do not understand. There are four teenage girls in there. I guess their fathers are okay with this. If this were my niece, I have a niece who's 17 years old. If a grown man yelled at my niece the way he yelled at these kids, I would beat the living shit out of him. That's it. That's what he needs. He needs his ass kicked. Listen, he's works for Merrill Lynch as an investment banker. Investment advisor, whatever. He'll go on his own or he'll go to somewhere else. He's got a ton of money, right? So these arrests, that ain't going to hurt him a bit. He'll pay the fines and be done. But an ass kicking, I mean, beat the shit out. How dare you bully four teenage girls? Listen, if you can't tell from my voice, I hate bullies. I mean, I hate them. I'm a big guy, okay? And I could beat up people. I don't even know how to fight. I can beat up people just based on the fact that I'm 100 pounds heavier than they are, you know? I hate bullies. And to bully teenage girls, to walk in this place and bully teenage girls is the lowest, most cowardice piece of shit thing you could do. And I honestly don't know how there are no males in these girls' families who don't go beat the shit out of this guy. Trust me, if you beat the shit out of him, put up a GoFundMe, your bail will be covered. No problem. What a fucking coward. son has a peanut allergy, if your son is that allergic that the hint of a peanut can get him that sick, what the hell are you doing at Robux Juice buying smoothies? You make them yourself. People, if you have those serious allergies, like I have a friend who has a genuine gluten allergy. She's for real allergic to gluten. And she said she can't trust restaurants because gluten-free became a fad. So places would say stuff is gluten-free that isn't gluten-free. And if she ate it, it might kill her. So she just doesn't eat in those places. She's very specific. She knows the places she goes. If the whiff of a peanut could kill your kid, and listen to Tammy Pascatelli's bit on these allergies because it's hilarious. Tammy's a great comic, love her. Look it up. It's funny. But if the whiff of a peanut can kill your kid, then you don't go to some public juicy place, smoothie place like this. You go to one of these organic places and you tell them specifically you can't have a hint of peanut and they'll take care of you. And yeah, it'll cost you some money and blah, 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 but that's okay. That's okay. You're rich. You're an asshole and you need it. Good. If there's anyone who ever needed their ass kicked, James Iannazzo is at the top of the list. Oh, would it be beautiful for one of these girls to have somebody in their family. Like I joke, man, you got to have someone in your family who ain't afraid to go to jail. Man, this guy needs his ass whipped. If you think I'm exaggerating, look up this video and watch the video. Don't watch the TV sanitized version. Watch the actual video and look at how he yelled at four teenage girls. It is unbelievable. All right, so that's just a little bit of what's going on. It's not pretty. But it is what it is. Is something preventing you from reaching your goals? Is there something interfering with your happiness? Well, check out betterhelp.com/Alonzo. Listen, mental health is important. We know right now we're dealing with physical health issues, with COVID and with the latest variants and stress and not working. And maybe your vacation was canceled, like the people who were going to cruise, the cruises that I was going to work. Whatever it is, listen, there's a lot going on. Mental health is important. BetterHelp.com will help you take care of you. They will assess your needs and match you with a professional therapist. It's a safe and private environment. Okay, this is not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. Counselors who specialize in things like depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem. It is confidential, it is convenient, it is professional, and it is affordable. Now, as a listener, you get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/Alonzo. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. BetterHelp, HELP.com/Alonzo. I want to talk about greed, and I'm talking about the massive greed or the incentive to be rich. Like, people want it so bad, it is unbelievable. I'll tell you what inspired me to talk about this. I read this story. Gina Champion Kane was a businesswoman in San Diego, and they said she couldn't do as well as the men. She did as well as the men because she ran a $400 million Ponzi scheme and is now going to jail for 15 years. And this is my question. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Was scamming and stealing $400 million from people worth it? With the cars, the house, the clothes, whatever you did, was it worth spending the next 15 years in jail? She's 57. If she had to do all of her time, she would get out and be what, 72? But she may get out early. She'll be in her mid-60s probably. The money's gone. The money, all but $11 million, was gone, and they'll take that. What she did, it started out. And by the way, one of the things about these scam artists and con artists is they usually prey on rich people because of their greed. They want to make more money for doing nothing, for less than nothing. So her scam was when you get a liquor license, you have to, apparently you have to put up a money in escrow equal to 100% of what it costs to get the liquor license, right? So you're supposed to put that money up with the liquor board. They do the background check, blah, blah, blah. Her scam was she went to a rich guy and she said, listen, you can do a high interest short-term loan, lend the people the 100% that they need to deposit in this escrow account. When the money's freed up and they get their license, they pay you back with interest. It's short-term, it's big money. This guy was a multimillionaire. He thought he saw an opportunity to make money off of these people, so he invested his money with her. Turns out the whole thing is a scam. Okay, he found out it was a scam when he found a guy named Peterson. He's in his 60s, okay? Left behind a criminal defense practice in Chicago, built shopping malls, luxury homes with his wife, ended up making huge money. So he met this woman, Champion Kane. She came at him. She owned a real estate company, supposedly. And she came to with this liquor license scam, and he got involved. Okay, now the point being, he's rich, but he thinks he can make 25% on these short-term liquor license loans. So he starts giving her money. The money is put into escrow in a company called Chicago Title. On and on. She bought a building downtown in San Diego area called the Gaslamp District. When it was Gaslamp District is like Times Square, like Hollywood Boulevard. Used to be drugs and hookers and all that stuff that was in downtown cities. Redone Gaslamp District, booming tourist industry, restaurants, bars, clubs, people hanging out. It's right in downtown San Diego near the baseball stadium and near the beach and all of this great stuff. She developed a building down there. That building made money. She used that to build a reputation. She got investors to buy homes that she wasn't buying, buy business. It's a Ponzi scheme, right? You claim that your investment in this real estate is making money. Then somebody says, oh, well, I'll invest with your company and use that to pay the guy who had already invested in the other company, which you come to find out she never owned any of the buildings. The whole liquor thing was a scam. You don't have to put up 100% of the money. You put up 10% of the money. The investor found that out when he talked to a guy who did legitimate liquor licenses and was like, what? 100%? Nobody puts up 100%. That's ridiculous. They put up 10%. He's like, what? No, I talked to somebody. No, he didn't. He was dazzled by a beautiful woman. The woman was 15 years younger than him. He's in his 60s. She's in her 40s and beautiful. He's playing golf, talking to her. It's a con. It's a con. I believe they call that the honeypot. I believe is what they call that. But my point is, or my question, I should say, is it worth it? Now, I'll tell you, I'm not rich, okay? And when I say I'm not rich, to me, rich means you have millions of dollars, whether it be in stock market or money markets or whatever, you have millions of dollars. My house is worth a lot of money, which means the bank is rich. And my house isn't worth multi-millions. It's not a multi-million dollar house, but I have a house in LA, so it's worth a lot of money. But that's to the bank. That's not to me. Now, can you sell it and get equity? Yeah, but then you got to live somewhere. So you end up having to spend the money that you got. So by some people's standards, anybody's rich by some people's standards. I do okay. I got a lifestyle. I love it. And my lifestyle is paid for by comedy. I am eternally grateful for that. But my point is, these people who will literally do anything to make these millions of dollars, like her, is it worth it? Was it the years that she was living high on the hog, living in a beachfront house, driving the cars, all of that stuff, the clothes. She was on the cover of a magazine as being San Diego's greatest businesswoman. She knew the mayor. I always say that if you steal $100, you go to the bank. If you steal $100 million, you meet the president. That's how it works. Is it worth it? Is Bernie Madoff Okay, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Bernie Madoff, besides being a con man, was a fall guy because he took the hit for a lot of other con men who worked in Wall Street, and they suddenly had a convenient patsy to blame for the money they were stealing. So, but is it worth it to Bernie Madoff? And again, their victims aren't really victims. They're not victims. You know why? Because there are other rich people who were getting involved in this scam thinking they were beating the system. This guy thought he was lending money to people who needed the money to get a liquor license to open their bar or restaurant, and he was going to collect 25% interest from them. 25% is loan shark level interest, right? So same thing with Bernie Madoff. When Bernie Madoff started, he approached his rich friends, and they were like, ooh, here, we got something that the public's not privy to. I could make more money than the average investor. So I don't feel sorry for any of these people getting ripped off. Let them lose all their money to these con men and now con woman because they think they're beating the system. Again, this eternal cycle of greed. Like, and I'm not, in a way, I'm how much is enough, but is it worth it? You know, I know a guy, businessman worth tons of money, millions of dollars. I don't know what his net worth is. It's millions of dollars. And his family has a lot of money. And he was looking at selling a building that belonged to his mother, who's probably in her mid to late 80s, and avoiding taxes on selling the building and this and that. And he's up late at night. He can't sleep. And it's like, is that worth it? Now, again, God bless him. I love this guy. He's a good dude. Absolutely a good dude. I just wonder, is it worth it? Your mom's in her mid to late 80s. She doesn't have that much time left, right? So pay the taxes and move on. He's up all night stressing out over it. You've got millions and millions and millions of dollars in the family. So whatever the taxes are, they ain't going to break you. I don't know. And maybe I'm an idiot. Maybe this is the kind of money that you want or need. I honestly don't know, but to live a high on the hog like that, and she could have just stopped with the liquor license scam and made a few million, but she decided she was going to scam real estate and developing and all of that, and you know, yeah, a $400 million operation, and the whole thing is a scam, you know? As my brother often says, what if you used your powers for good? The same negotiating skills she used, the same sales skills she used, everything she did to run this con, she could have done legitimately. She could have done legitimately and built up and got some real estate investments if that was her thing, or got involved in licensing businesses if that was her thing. Whatever she wanted to do, she's obviously an intelligent woman, talented woman. But I guess the allure of crime, I honestly don't know. Because listen, don't get me wrong about stuff. I love stuff. I'm a materialistic son of a bitch. Yeah, I said son of a bitch, just like my president. but I don't know that it's worth the scam. I don't know that it's worth the crime, especially when you get caught. That's when crime isn't worth it, when you get caught. Now, we have another myth, okay? And this is exactly what it is. The self-made, pulled myself up by my bootstraps, blah, 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 rich people. Be they millionaires, billionaires, whatever it is. The story sounds great. I did it all on my own. I worked my way up from nothing. I blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you didn't. Okay, you didn't. Read Outliers. Read the book Outliers. The book Outliers is a fantastic book that talks about people who have made it and how they made it and why they made it. And more importantly, who helped them make it. Okay, because you had help. Someone asked me for my favorite quote last week from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And I didn't necessarily have one, but I saw this one. And I loved it because it was true then and it's true now. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The problem is we all too often have socialism for the rich and rugged free enterprise capitalism for the poor. That's the problem. Yeah, listen, the rich people, whether they be subsidized by tax breaks, whether they be subsidized directly from the government, whether their money comes from not paying their employees, et cetera, it's all stacked in their favor to get richer. You hear the stories, the billions that the billionaires have made since the pandemic has started, and on and on and on. Meanwhile, the problem in the economy is that fast food workers want to make $15 an hour. But what about Elon Musk, who's worth $200 billion and doesn't pay taxes? Ooh, he's a job creator. It's all bullshit. It's all bullshit. So these self-made millionaires and billionaires, let's talk about the truth. Now, this article was in a thing called column I follow called Bored Panda, okay, and it's really good. And they just pulled up tweets and stories roasting these self-made millionaires. So Forbes did 30 under 30 list about people under 30 who had, you know, made a fortune doing well, blah, blah, blah. So this guy, Peter Yang, says, I just had a call with someone on the Forbes 30 under 30 list. Came away really impressed. He shared how he made VP at a top tech company before age 30. 4:30 a.m., wake up. Then a cold shower. Write in the gratitude journal. Meditate. Oh, number five, my dad owns the tech company that I'm a VP at. Another guy wrote, how about this? No more billionaires. After you reach $999 million, every red cent goes to schools and healthcare, and you get a trophy that says, I won capitalism, and maybe we name a dog park after you. Not bad. Another woman talks about, Melissa McEwen talks about billionaire. Okay, because here's the thing about $1 billion, and I'm going to talk more about this, but I don't think people understand how much $1 billion is. $1 billion is $1,000,000,000. Okay, let that sink in for a second. $1,000,000,000. So you want to be a millionaire? They have 1,000 times that. And then they have tens, if not hundreds of billions, because once you get there, then it's easy to grow beyond that. So what Melissa McEwen says is billionaire isn't a qualification. It's the description of a person who is hoarding more resources than they could use in 100 lifetimes while other people are starving. It's a name for a human dragon sleeping on piles of rubies and gold. I love this. How to get rich. In the early 20th century, a young reporter landed a rare interview with Baron Rothschild, one of the richest men in the world. Now, you know, you've heard of the Rothschild family, and you know what kind of money there is. And Baron paused. He asked him, when you look back, what would you say is the main reason you were able to accumulate so much wealth? And Baron Rothschild paused, and he thought about it, and he said, when I was a young boy, I was walking to school one day, and I came across a street vendor selling apples for a nickel apiece. So I bought one, and later that day at school, I sold it for a dime. So I realized I doubled my money in a few hours. The next day, I bought two apples for a nickel and sold them for a dime apiece. And I just kept doing that day in and day out. Then one day, my father died and left me $200 million. Points for honesty, Baron. Points for honesty. According to the census, income inequality in the United States is the highest level in the past 50 years. The world's wealthiest 26 individuals had the same amount of wealth as the poorest half of the population. Think about that. 26 people have as much money as one half of the population. Okay? They claimed Kylie Jenner is the youngest self-made billionaire ever, which this is old because that's since been disproven. But there actually is a woman, Pat McGrath, who is worth $1 billion. She's a single mother. She worked two jobs, and she actually is a self-made billionaire. The reason she wasn't on the cover of Forbes, she's a black woman. Doesn't sell as well. Here's a good one. Here's a good post. Choosing not to be born to wealthy parents is such a weird flex. I still don't understand why so many of us choose that. Here's another guy. You know, they talk about the working man. So how about this for a working man, okay? I get a 4:30 as well, but rather than meditate, I scrape the ice off my windshield and drive to the shop where I weld for 11 hours straight. I'm going to start a gratitude journal. Okay, self-made billionaires. Let's take a look at how they got started. Bill Gates. Bill Gates developed Microsoft. He did work. He's a very smart man. How did he get started? And this is the kind of stuff you learn in that book, Outliers. His mom sat on the same board as the CEO of IBM and convinced him to take a risk on her son's new company. Well, see, that helps. If you sell software and your mom knows the head of IBM, that helps. Jeff Bezos started Amazon with $300,000 from his parents and more money from some rich friends. Your parents don't have $300,000 to start you in business? What the hell have they been doing with their life? Warren Buffett, another good guy who's going to give away all his money. He's a good guy. But how did he start? He started with pennies. He started with $1. No, he started as the son of a congressman who owned an investment company. Elon Musk is the smartest man in the world. He developed Tesla from nothing. Well, nothing except his dad owned an emerald mine in apartheid South Africa, meaning he had black people working for him that were barely more than slaves. So this whole thing about the garage and this, and no. No. Oh, by the way, education, yeah, Jeff Bezos went to Princeton. Okay, they all went. Stop it. Stop it. Okay. And on these stories. here we go. AJ Gilbert says, we started it from nothing. He forgot to mention that his company's top client is Quicken Loans, which happens to be owned by his multi-billionaire father. Okay, so this was great. You want to know how much $1 billion is? You want to put it in perspective? Listen to this. You have $500 in the bank. This is from Jack Califano on Twitter. You have $500 in the bank. You spend $2.75 on a subway swipe in the MTA. MTA is New York's Metropolitan Transit Authority. It's the subway and bus system. So you had $500. You spent $2.75. Now, a billionaire has $64 billion and spends $350 million on TV ads bragging about how good of a mayor they were, Mr. Bloomberg. You have spent more of your wealth than the billionaire has, okay? Once again, you had $500. You spent $2.75. He had $64 billion. He spent $350 million. You spent a bigger percentage of your wealth than a billionaire. That's how much $1 billion is. Okay? That's how much it is. You got to think about this. Now, here's a guy. And Kyle wants to tell you how he did it. You know, because Kyle pulled himself up by his bootstraps. And Bill Nemechek on Twitter, he was talking about Kyle. Kyle's 28, and he's already paid off his student loans. He owns his own home, and Kyle is prepared to retire at age 40. Now, Kyle said, managing your spending is difficult, but if I can do it, anyone can. Let's learn how Kyle did it. Kyle started saving as soon as he got his first job, senior project manager at a hedge fund run by his father, where he made $250,000 a year. And Kyle deposited 25% into savings. Well, how can he do that? Well, to save money on housing, he lived in his grandfather's empty vacation home for a few years. And then rather than borrow for a mortgage, he used savings and $500,000 gift from his uncle to buy his first home. Oh, it was tempting to spend, said Kyle, about his postgraduate years. My friends would send me photos of vacations from Italy or Japan, but I remained committed to only vacationing domestically. Well, good for you, Kyle. I don't know how you sacrifice so much. Another man named Caleb Horton, he's ready to sacrifice because his millionaire said, if you stop buying avocado toast, you can buy a home. Tim Gurner, Australian millionaire, said that you can't afford a house because you're eating avocados at pricey, popular superfruit. So Caleb did the math, and he said, if I stop eating avocado toast every day, I can afford a house in Los Angeles in only 642 years. And on and on and on. Okay, so these people, just for the record, none of these self-made people are self-made, unless self-made means inheriting money. Okay, and then even when they inherit money, and even when they are rich, they still blow it. A few companies famously how they went broke. Radio Shack. Never evolved. CB radios. Okay. They started with CB radios and computers. Okay. By the 80s, Radio Shack didn't do any better with computers. Cell phone market boomed. They're selling CB radios and on and on. They refused to grow with the market. Back to bankruptcy. Red Lobster offered unlimited snow crab legs. They brought the servings out slowly, and they thought nobody's going to sit there for 6 hours and just eat crab legs. Well, actually, a lot of people did. In fact, millions. Dumbasses. And on and on and on. I'm not even going to go into it. Circuit City. You remember Circuit City? Circuit City's biggest blunder, firing all of the experienced, better-paid workers for cheaper, inexperienced ones. Apparently, selling electronic merchandise and keeping customers happy was important in the retail business. Well, who knew? And on. So, is it worth it? I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say not to me. If it's worth it to you, do it. Warren Buffett did say that he makes so much money because he likes making money. And him and LeBron James have a friendship, and he said he likes making money the way LeBron likes playing basketball. So, you know, I guess. I don't know. And when you're involved in hedge funds, you're garbage, okay? Because they just, all they do is buy up companies and break them up and sell them off into pieces and cost people jobs. And, you know, these job creators cost people tons of jobs. As far as a job creator, if you're Jeff Bezos, if you're the Walton family that owns Walmart, they're worth over $100 billion. Bezos is worth $200 billion. If you have over $100 billion, how much does it cost to pay your workers a fair wage? Jeff Bezos, how much would you lose by getting more workers, paying them more, so that when they wanted to stop and pee, they could, and it wouldn't end your whole delivery chain, which causes drivers to pee in bottles while they're driving? Is there something you can't buy? If you have, I don't know, if you have $200 billion and it cost you $10 billion to take care of all your employees, I know Amazon's a huge employer, $10 billion, even $20 billion, it costs $20 billion. To get your employees health insurance and a living wage, depending on where they live, anywhere that they live. Is there something you can't buy with $180 billion? Okay, remember, $64 billion, spent $350 million. That's less than spending $2.75 if you have $500. So if you have $200 billion and you take away $25 billion, I'm going to be generous to the employees. Here's $25 billion. Is there something you can't buy with $175 billion? Jeff, I think you can still make it to outer space. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate you joining me on the podcast. We're going to play an interview from last summer when I was at KBLA, and that interview is going to be a man named Brian Murdoch. Why? Because Brian Murdoch started his own tech company and actually started his own tech company. Did not inherit the money from his dad. Dad didn't hire him as a VP. He did this on his own. He is wiring offices for tech in Los Angeles, and he is a young black businessman who's growing a business, and I support him 1,000%. So I wanted to play him in contrast to these people who somehow pulled themselves up by their bootstraps. Dad had like a really tall boot. You know what I mean? So they had a 12-inch boot, but Dad had an 11-inch boot. So their strap was only 1 inch long. It's only 1 inch of strap they had to pull, and they somehow made it work. Thank you for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. Who's paying attention? You are. This weekend, I am headed, well, I'm here in L.A. I'm doing Supernova Comedy and the West Side Comedy Club this Friday, January 28th. Next weekend, I will be at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood and Long Beach. Absolutely love it. My home club. Keep laughing. Stay safe. Get the shot. Honestly, all joking aside, get the shot. Don't be this dad who's dead and child's orphaned because he didn't believe in science. And please, don't bully somebody working behind the counter. Their job's hard enough. And if you do see a bully, like another thing I said about this case in Connecticut, I don't know where Karen was. Karen's always there. There's no Karen to call the cops. If you bully a little girl like that, you deserve an ass whipping. I wish he'd get one. Thanks for listening. Who's paying attention? Once again, you are. Thank you.